This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Agriculture workers in Colorado could unionize under a bill scheduled for a final vote soon. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports from the Capitol.
The bill would require farmers and ranchers to give their workers overtime and weekly hours. Democratic sponsor Representative Karen McCormick is a veterinarian and chairs the House Agriculture Committee.
No workers are any more or less, or no less unique, no less human, no less deserving of these basic rights.
But Republicans, including Representative Terry Carver, who grew up in a ranching family, say the measure doesn't square with the reality on the ground.
When it is calving season, there is no 40-hour week. There is no 12-hour day, folks.
A rulemaking to determine what constitutes a regular work week will happen if the bill passes. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
Denver International Airport may have found a new leader, CPR's Ben Marklis reports.
Phil Washington will take over next month, provided that City Council approves. Washington was head of RTD until 2015 when he left to run LA's Metro. Mayor Michael Hancock lured him back to Denver to take over the airport from Kim Day, who is retiring. It's a pivotal time for the airport. DIA is the state's single largest economic driver, but it's mired in a costly and controversial rebuild of the Great Hall. And coming out of the pandemic, it's unclear what the prospect for air travel is in the short term. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the FDA has approved the first drug designed to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, though it only seemed to work in one of the two big studies conducted on it. We'll have that story in 5 minutes. Plus, across the country, efforts are underway to change the names of birds that commemorate a colonial and racist past. It's part of an effort to move bird watching away from being a mainly white activity. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News. Red flag warning till 8 tonight for Grand Junction and the Western Slope, looking out for the possibility of wildfires. Denver's at 77 degrees, Fort Collins 93. This is CPR News.